Now, next on News Talk Breakfast, I want to turn to that story of the HSE reminding those who've been asked to take part in COVID research to respond to the request. The blood test looking for antibodies will help understand the true level of infection in the population. Dr. Lorraine Doherty, HSE National Clinical Director for Health Protection, joins us. Lorraine, you've been asking people who've been asked to get in touch who you have corresponded with to get in touch and let you know if they're willing to take part in the survey. How many people have you got in touch with? How many people have come back?
Well, good morning. Just to remind everybody, this is a very important study because it's measuring the prevalence of infection in Ireland and gives us very good information to inform control measures.
Sure.
We've written out over 5,000 people already. And we have had a reasonably good response to date. Responses are still coming in and some participants have already started the study. Just yesterday, we have issued reminder letters to those who have not yet responded, encouraging them to contact us. Participating in the study is very easy. You agree to participate. You will be contacted by phone and a questionnaire will be administered over the phone by a trained member of staff. And then you will be allocated an appointment for testing at a time which suits you. And the test is just one blood test that you go and have done in a centre. The results will be provided to you directly before the overall results are provided generally for the study.
Okay. How did you pick the 5,000 people?
Well, when you're doing studies like this, you use standard protocols. So the World Health Organization has developed a standard protocol that a lot of countries are using for studies like this. And the idea is that you look at areas which have high prevalence of infection, so that's Dublin, and lower prevalence of infection, which is Sligo. And that's where you focus your efforts to try and understand what the pattern of infection is in people in those areas.
Sorry, to be blunt, is it like an opinion poll? Do you try and get a sample across society? Is that how you do it? Do you profile the demographic?
Yeah, it's not an opinion poll. It's actually a scientific study.
I wasn't suggesting it was like an opinion poll. I was saying in terms of how you get the 5,000 people, do you get a cross-section of society in the same way somebody doing an opinion poll would do it?
Yes, absolutely. So we select our population. We do a sample across all the age groups, age between 12 and 69. Any child over the age of 12 who's contacted can participate if their parents consent. We haven't included anybody over 69. For reasons of cocooning. We didn't want elderly people to have to leave their home to go and have a test. So there is a sample from each of those age groups selected, which is representative of the general population, which means when we get results, we can extrapolate them to give a picture across the island of or the Republic of Ireland in relation to the results.
And just finally, Lorraine, how long before we get that picture?
Well, we hope to have the early results from this study, the initial results, by the end of August. We will be retesting those who test positive over a period of 3 to 6 and 12 months, so three more tests, to see have they any sustained immunity to COVID. And we hope to be repeating the study at least twice over the next 3 years.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Dr. Lorraine Doherty, HSE National Clinical Director.